Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach, Director of the National Cancer Institute. Joining us in our conversation is Tom Berlin.
Thank you, Paul. Doctor, to you, what's most exciting about the convergence of medical research and technology? What impacts do you think these will have? What trends will they eventually have? And not just in a practical sense, but in our collective mindset and our interactions. And what I'm really asking is, how might it affect society in the future?
Tom, it's probably one of the most spectacular opportunities that I've seen occur in the past 10 years. For example, the kinds of advances that have been made in information technologies and computational sciences are just accelerating our pace of progress across the entire spectrum. Then there are focused technologies like genomics and proteomics that are giving us tools that are enabling us to really rapidly unravel the mysteries of cancer and to develop more effective interventions, be they new drugs, new interventions having to do with molecular imaging, where we're not just looking at lumps on x-rays, we're actually visualizing the biology and biochemistry of cancer in a person. And then there are technologies that we haven't even scratched the surface on, such as nanotechnology, where across the entire spectrum of nanoparticles and nanospheres and cantilevers, et cetera, you can see applications that will enable us to monitor disease, to treat disease, to detect disease. And so across the entire spectrum, technologies are in fact the catalytic process for the pace of progress.
My sense is where cancer is the great fear, technology is the great hope for society.
Well, I think when you take technologies and combine them with the creativity and the intellectual talent of the cancer research community that exists in this country and also around the rest of the world, it's mind-boggling our opportunities and our possibilities. And they're cancer-led in that I think much of this progress will occur as a result of our commitment and focus on cancer. But there are going to be our discoveries and opportunities that will disseminate to a whole host of other diseases. The progress we're making in understanding angiogenesis, how cancer cells trick the body into making new blood vessels to bring food and oxygen to the tumor, that angiogenesis research, although cancer-led, is going to have huge implications for diabetes in terms of shutting it off in diabetic retinopathy and turning angiogenesis on to treat diabetic ulcers of the foot. So technology combined with our intellectual capital, combined with this nation's commitment, will change the world.
We know that the National Cancer Institute collaborates, and you've mentioned this throughout our conversation, with other federal agencies and departments such as the CDC and the FDA and even VA and the Department of Defense. Could you tell us about these efforts?
Well, we're really blessed, and first of all, within the National Institutes of Health, to have the opportunity to partner and collaborate with many other agencies as we have shared interest. And I just mentioned the example of angiogenesis. This is an area where collaborating with a variety of other institutes at NIH will enable us to move the whole portfolio forward. But as we've looked across this discovery, development, and delivery continuum, we see opportunities, for example, with other federal agencies where in order to accelerate that pipeline of discovery and development, a crucial partnership has been with the FDA. And we created a joint task force with the FDA immediately after Mark McCullen became the commissioner of the FDA. And that joint task force has resulted in the initiative I alluded to earlier, such as the Common Bioinformatics Platform. We now are launching a training program to develop careers in both the discovery and regulatory science components. We've initiated very recently a joint task force with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And this is particularly intended to look at the delivery end of the continuum and how do we align a healthcare delivery system that's really now prepared to take the fruits of the discovery development continuum where we're looking at targeted interventions, new drugs like Gleevec, new devices like functional imaging and molecular imaging technologies, et cetera. CDC has always been a partner as we have looked at how do we embed all of this progress into the community so that we're serving patients where they live. And CDC has been very effective in a partnership that has gone beyond just the federal government to include the American Cancer Society and organizations like SeaChange to help foster state cancer plans so that we're making certain that we're creating community-based programs that will benefit from the tremendous progress that we've alluded to. And we're now really looking forward to even larger collaborations with other agencies, for example, the Department of Energy and its federal laboratories. A tremendously exciting experience for us, for me personally, very recently was a trip to Vanderbilt, where the Cancer Center at Vanderbilt, making a commitment to proteomics, partnered with the School of Engineering so that their mass spectrometry program is now integrating and coordinating the development of biomarkers for cancer. And they've reached out to the National Laboratory at Oak Ridge, where all the high-end computing capabilities are, so that this data can be effectively processed. And what that points out, Paul and Tom, is how much we will accomplish as a nation when we collaborate and coordinate our effort. And it takes us back to that National Cancer Act of 1971, where one of the visions of the National Cancer Act was to give the NCI the authority to not only support and nurture the cancer research program, but to help coordinate and integrate our nation's cancer program in a way that would serve our patients and our citizens, and then not only do that for us as a nation, but to do it for the world and to share our excellence with the rest of the world in a way that the National Cancer Institute eliminates cancer worldwide.
I always find it interesting to get a perspective from institution and enterprise leaders about a futuristic question about what they see the role of their institution to be in 10 years. Particularly important here, given your objective and the goal you've set for your institution to eliminate suffering and death in the year 2015. So what do you see the role of NCI 10 years from now, not just in the healthcare industry, but on an international stage?
Well, I believe one of the roles that the National Cancer Institute can play with regard to our nation is to help lead a transformation in healthcare. We will move away from a healthcare system that is based on statistical probabilities of success. I give you a chemotherapy drug because I expect that it has a 60% chance of working or helping, to a new model in which, by our ability to understand the disease and understand the person with the disease at a very fundamental genetic and molecular and cellular level, we will move to personalized medicine and personalized oncology. We will begin to enhance quality because we're giving the right patient the right intervention for the right reason at the right time. We'll eliminate waste because we're no longer giving treatments to patients that are ineffective or unnecessary. And I think cancer is the model that will help us transform that. Newt Gingrich has made a great deal of how transforming healthcare would really lead us to optimal quality and decreased cost. And I really believe cancer can serve as a model to do that and to serve as a model for health care reform in this country. I think we have an international opportunity. And in 10 years, I would envision the National Cancer Institute being an international leader in the continued evolution and development of our understanding of cancer as a disease process, our ability to create new interventions, and our ability to make certain we're delivering those to everyone in need. And it gets us back to the opportunities in technology. If Brazil was continuing to try to come into a modern telecommunications era by finding ways of stringing telephone wire through the Amazon jungle, they would still be struggling with the problem. But they can leap forward by embracing cell phones and satellites. I think the United States has the opportunity to help other nations leap forward in terms of solving their problems. Case in point, cancer of the cervix. There are an enormous number of patients dying in Latin America from cancer of the cervix. And it's very difficult to be able to create an infrastructure comparable to our cancer centers with pap smears available to everyone. But yet we can envision leaping forward and using technology to create vaccines that will eliminate the cause of cervical cancer, human papillomavirus, and help those nations address healthcare problems that are plaguing them by using our country's experience and our country's opportunities in making those technologies available.
Dr. von Eschenbach, you've devoted your entire life to public service. What advice would you give to someone perhaps just beginning and interested in a career in public service?
One of the most important pieces of advice that I would give them is the fact that a career in public service has the opportunity to truly transform the world because of the kinds of things we've been talking about here this morning. We are able to envision creating a time when people no longer need to suffer and die as a result of a disease like cancer. And a career in public service is an opportunity to provide the leadership to make that possible and to make that happen.
That'll have to be our last question. Tom and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your obviously very busy schedule and joining us this morning.
Delighted to be here, and there's so much more to talk about and so much more we hope to share with you. And I invite you to come to our website at www.cancer.gov to continue to keep track of the kind of progress we're hoping to accomplish.
Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach, Director of the National Cancer Institute. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.